You've likely seen Tanner and Chris Putt riding on the roads around Park City when they're in town, that is. They're two of the four boys in the Putt family, longtime Park City residents. Although 22-year-old Tanner is a veteran of the Tour of Utah, having competed last year, it's the first for 20-year-old Chris, who says he didn't have to individually qualify, just be on a team that's invited to race.
So this is the first year I've actually been on a team, the Bissell Development Team. That's eligible to start the Tour of Utah.
Chris says his job will be to help out some of the stronger riders on his team, like his big brother.
The level of competition here is so high, I'm just hoping I can do what I can to maybe help my brother and some of my other teammates who are a bit older and more experienced do well in a couple of the stages that I think suit them really well. I'm just like getting water bottles, keeping them out of the wind, trying to get them to stay up at the front of the group where it's a little safer and they can use less of their energy during the beginning and middle parts of the stages and try and save it for the end. Hopefully I can just do that and finish and show myself a little bit to those bigger guys.
Tanner Putt had a solid showing last year at the Tour of Utah and brings a growing wealth of experience in some big races like the Tour of California and the U23 Paris-Roubaix, famous for its course over cobblestones. Also, he heads this year into the Tour of Utah now with the second national title under his belt, one in Wisconsin in early July. The pair are on the Bissell Development Team, which, says Tanner, is made up entirely of riders under the age of 23.
So once you're out of the U23s, they try to move you on to bigger pro tour teams. So it's a great development team for young riders such as myself and Chris.
The Tour of Utah has 7 stages over 7 days and covers the state for some 750 miles from the south in Cedar City to as far north as Powder Mountain. The total elevation gain is 57,900 feet. Yes, that's like climbing from sea level to the top of Mount Everest twice. Tanner looks most forward to stage 2 from Panguitch to Torrey, which is 131 miles, and stage 5 on Friday, August 8th, that finishes in Camas.
Yeah, there's a few of them. The second stage, I'm looking forward to that stage. It's a tough stage. There's a lot of climbing, but should be like a sprint finish towards the end. But it's a beautiful stage. And then also the Evanston to Camas stage. It finishes so close to my house, and I ride those roads every single day. And it's a good course for me as well, so I'm looking forward to that stage.
The toughest stage, says Tanner, is stage 6.
It starts in Salt Lake and finishes up Snowbird, but it comes through town and goes up Empire and Guardsman. And yeah, I think that will be the toughest stage.
The Putts have some daunting competition, a handful of riders coming off of the Tour de France, but they're in it to do the best they can for their ages and represent their team Bissell. Tanner says the Tour of Utah has gained great notoriety around the globe.
I'll be in Europe and stuff, and guys will ask me, oh, well, where are you from? And I'll say Utah, and they're like, oh, yeah, like the Tour of Utah. Like, oh, yeah, that looks really pretty there. And so it's definitely the Tour of Utah is making itself known worldwide.
That's Tanner Putt, along with younger brother Chris Putt, both pro cyclists racing in the Tour of Utah, which begins Monday in Cedar City. Tanner and Chris's father, Summit County Community Development Director Pat Putt, also takes time off from his post at the county to serve in official capacity during the tour, which he's done for a number of years, working in the announcer's booth. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.